Hi, I'm Dave Scott. Welcome to Living by the Words of God. Living by the Words of God can be unsettling, even frightening. The reason is that to do this, we actually have to live by faith, trust God with our lives. I think of these very things as I sit in my study and reflect on what I might share with you, even now. And I sometimes think, oh Lord, what are you going to test me in next? What am I asking for with my bold words and strong exhortations? And very honestly, I am tempted to shrink back in fear, but I can't. Like Peter, where else would I go? God has the words of eternal life. And I think of meeting Jesus Christ one day, standing before him as he gives me what for, burning up the wood, hay, and stubble, and I wait for a few things of gold and silver to make it through the fire so I have something to offer back to him. Then everything will be more than worth it. It's similar, Dads, to facing that job on these cold, bleak winter mornings, the stress and struggle of making a living, but we picture the gracious provision of God flowing through us, feeding, sheltering, and clothing our families. There you are as you sit with your families during the holidays and share a meal and the joy of giving, the dad vessel and the mom vessel, human expressions of divine love and provision. We don't carry pictures like that in our wallets. We carry them in our hearts, and standing before Christ is a picture I carry in my heart. So when I am tempted to shrink from the task, tempted to forget my calling, I take the picture out and see my Savior and remember why and who I serve. Psalm 27:1, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Psalm 28:7, the Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him, and I am helped. Therefore my heart greatly rejoices, and with my song I will praise him. Dave Scott, livingbythewordsofgod.com.